Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your great love that has come and been revealed to us in Jesus in every way, from baby to young man to father, and then the price has been paid. So thank you that we can now surrender to Christ, the author and the perfecter of our lives. And thank you, as your word says, of God, of the kingdom, of the powers that are the true powers. We are in Christ, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness, everything pertaining to life and godliness. So thank you. We come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy today again for the time of need, because in you we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 15, verse 30 and 31. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel.
Hallelujah. Isn't this a beautiful picture? Doesn't this stir up our hearts? And why does it stir up our hearts? Because this is our destiny. This is what we were made for. This is why God formed us in the mother's womb and sent us for a time such as this. And this is why God so loved the world, he sent his son to pay the price for us, to show us the way, as we see here, just resting in his God, resting in his leading. His word says so beautifully, Jesus himself says it, the word. He says, I've been cast upon my father from the womb. So his whole preparation, walking, dedicated, walking with his God, growing in wisdom, finding favor with man and God, this comes, it was all the development, and that's a development that's taking place in our lives as well, to come to this point where the goodness of God has matured and grown in him, and it's just flowing out of him, and people are drawn by his fruits. And then by the power of the Spirit, he could set free, break the yokes of wickedness. So praise God. This is a picture of the wonderful life we have now in Christ Jesus. And this is why we come boldly to the throne of grace, to find grace and mercy, so that we can be effective this day and every day. We call to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And Jesus said himself, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. So the whole thing is just staying with our Lord. I love the prophetic picture in Isaiah 32, and it's a reality now. Jesus is ruling and reigning now. And he has commanded us to make disciples, and then he'll be with us at all times. So that's the whole thing. Stay with Jesus. Let him disciple you so you can disciple others. Because you are walking in the light as he is in the light, and his blood has dealt with your past, dealt with sin, and it's giving you now, bringing about this new, beautiful God quality of life, spirit life. That's what it's about. Sorry, back to the prophetic word. That's now reality. It says a king will rule in righteousness. That's Jesus. And rulers will rule with justice. And each one will be a light in the dark, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And that's what we've been called into. But there's no shortcuts. It's the drawing close, the fellowship, the hearing, putting it into practice day by day, and we grow. And then it's just like a tree. As it grows, it gets stronger, and it starts then bearing the fruits according to the type of tree it is. And we are of the God class. We were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. Now we've been restored back to Christ to now be in him, thinking of John 15. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. You will desire, you will ask, and it will be given to you, because my Father desires us to bear much fruit. So that's what it's all about. Staying in Jesus, developing on schedule, staying in step with the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So know God is a mighty, big God that is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere. And their all-knowing is they know the best for you and me. So that's why we stick close. We stick to God like glue. We stick to Christ like glue. We stick to the Holy Spirit like glue. We stick to the words of truth, the grace that is opening up to us as we come boldly to the throne. We stick to it, and then we are developing and we've been the people God made us to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.